Hey, brethren, it is Brother Tupos. I want to make an audio today to edify you. Hope you're all doing well, striving in ministry, studying, working, fellowshipping, whatever you may be doing. Hey, I want to talk today about God loves a cheerful giver. Let me give you a scripture verse. Proverbs 15:13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but the sorrow of the heart, the spiro, or but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Yeah, let's talk about this concept of a cheerful giver. That verse there in Proverbs talks about how a merry heart make a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow the heart is broken. So if you got like a sorrowful heart, angst, if you're distressed or troubled about something, it's not going to go well. Let's look at our main verse for this quick audio. Here's the main verse. 2 Corinthians 9:7. But every man according to his purpose in his heart, let him so give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Yeah, let's talk about this real quick. So in context, most people say this is about the giving of money to help others. But is it that and so much more? That's what I want to offer today. Context here, right? The rule is we always stay in context for God's truth. Unless we can go beyond context, if we can rightly divide the truth and it doesn't contradict scripture anywhere else. So context is king, but then we can go outside of context and go, not only does that apply here, that also applies there, if that makes sense to you. So what I would offer up to you is that this verse is not just about cheerful giver of money, that we should be willing to be cheerful givers in financial resources, but also all areas of our life unto the Lord, with the brethren, ministering gospel to the lost, whatever we do. So being givers, cheerful givers, in what areas do we give, saints? Well, we should be cheerful givers of giving up our old life, right? Our idols, our time, our efforts, our reputation, our safety at times, relationships, material goods, all things. We are supposed to be cheerfully giving unto the Lord for his cause, his purpose, his glory. Does that make sense? I've met many people that can cheerfully give some cash, but they grumble about giving other things in the Lord. And remember back the Israelites, that went really bad for them. They had all they needed to survive, but they were grumblers. They weren't giving God glory and thankfulness cheerfully. They were grumblers and they were complainers. God ended up killing them in the end. So ponder this today, saints. Are you a cheerful giver in money to a good cause? Always give to a good need. Or are you also a cheerful giver in all areas of your life for his glory? I mean, think about it. Everything is his, is it not? Our life, our breath, our time, our money, our resources, our relationships. It is all our master's. Why? We were bought with a price. What can we not cheerfully give unto God, to the brethren, and to the lost world we're commanded to go? Last verse, Romans 12:8. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, that he may show with mercy with cheerfulness. That verse there, simplicity, that means generous, not self-seeking. So there you go. We are supposed to be cheerful givers, absolutely, when it comes to needs. We also should be cheerful givers unto the Lord in everything else. We are slaves of Christ. He bought us with a price. We are not our own. We have a job to do. His resources he gives us to be good stewards over. What can we not be cheerful giver back to the one who shed his blood, died for us, rose again, calls us his brethren? Yeah, we're brethren in the faith. That means followers of Christ. And what will we not give for this glorious, glorious Savior? Hope that gave you something to ponder today. Think about it. Hopefully it edified you. Be a cheerful giver, saints, in all things. Love y'all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.